for the first time ever, we would like to present to you Randy Cody and a Cody Family Christmas.
Hey there, P1s. Randy Cody here with a Cody Family Christmas. Now, a lot of you P1s out there know me as DFW Contractor to the Stars. I'm the one who personally built George Dunham's drawbridge. Well, it was me and a hand-selected group of Mexicans, but I also built Bob Sturm's love swing. Put that in for him, which he requested to be rated at 700 pounds for some reason or another. I had to get up there and pair and sister up them joists, get a little extra hold. But anyways, I'm here to tell you that there's one holiday for me in December that's more important than all the other December holidays, and that's Christmas. I personally consider Christmas one of the biggest ones,
but the only one
in December. Now, each family has their own Christmas traditions, and some families gather for fun and fellowship and read about the birth of our Lord baby Jesus from the good book before exchanging simple handmade gifts. Others get drunk, fight, and screw. Now, as you probably guessed, my family prefers the latter. It's simply the easiest way to get up on the roof to fasten them Christmas lights. Now, I have a Christmas message for you. Too many of you dumbass guys are way overloading them 15-amp circuits with about 3,000 lights pulling a peak of 30 amps. I mean, I've seen guys out there, they get out there and they got about 50 strings running series, and with that gauge wire, you're basically getting Jesus' promise you're going to burn down your entire house before the Yule log's out, all right? Especially if you got them cedar shakes or anything less than composite or standing seam roof. But anyways.
You understand any of this?
Christmas handyman tips. I had this one owner tape his breaker on so he'd quit tripping. That ain't the way to do it. All right? Listen up, Hoss. The jackass do-it-yourselfer is my greatest friend when it comes to add-up time, but I don't want to see a bunch of families homeless this Christmas because some accountant done burned up his place putting 50,000 lights on a circuit of 14-2 with ground. And I tell you, about half the time he'll put them staples through the wire. Anyway, let's all remember that the little baby was born under that star about them 2,000 years ago, and he lay in a humble manger. Which, by the way, a manger was a pig trough. It wasn't the open front triangle hut that people always getting it confused with. And back then, them building codes, I'm surprised that manger I seen Jesus in wasn't red tagged, because them things was about the studs. They're doing two befores, and they was about 36 inches on center. Now, how that held up anything, I don't know. Much less when you got angels trouncing up there all over the roof and everything, breaking them rafters and everything. And I don't even think they got the pitch right on half them manger scenes.
Red tag the manger.
Anyway, let's remember. Also something I'd like to remind you that I'm in business with my brother. We're the Cody Family Contractors. That's what we are, the Cody Brother Contractors. And right now I'd like to introduce my brother to you. This is my brother, Rex Cody. Hey. Hi, this is Rex Cody, Randy's twin brother.
Sounds just alike.
From Cody Brother Contractors. We should always remember the reason for the season. It's about religion, it's about family, and it's about keeping your household in good working order. And let's remember, in the Bible, it was Merry Christmas. Not Feliz Navidad. Now, I know we're in Texas, and I couldn't frame a house up with a little Espanol flying around there, but let's keep Christmas in English. It was the language of Jesus, and it's still good enough for us. And hey, a little Christmas tip for you. Give something that means something. Also, keep them stacks of scrap lumber far away from the house. People putting them up close to the house, you just inviting termites. Half the time I see them and they're untarped, everything warped and beyond use by the time you get out there. And hey, if you want to buy your husband something, let's say you're some sort of a female, And and you want to buy your husband something for Christmas and you're looking to get him a power tool, I suggest you don't do it. You just give the Coda Contractor Brothers a call. Let us handle the job, because I can't tell you how many husbands I've seen that can't run a skill saw without taking a finger or two. I'm Rex Cody. And I'm Randy. Well, let me get back on mic. And I'm Randy Cody, reminding you to have a Cody Family Christmas.
Wow. What a wonderful first episode.
So nice.
That'll be back next Christmas, I guarantee
it. Oh, yeah.